Okay, sorry. That song is heat. No pun intended. And I feel bad turning it off. But I only get an hour, and I'm running behind. There's so much cool stuff that's coming out. I'm still not going to do a Frost Children show yet, but it is going to happen. Just not today, because I'm feeling tired and unmotivated and more tired. I also had, like, the worst work meeting. Like, the highlight of the work meeting was that because it's firing another, like, 8% of the employee base, we might be within budget by the end of the year, which, like, obviously means nothing to anyone who's not, like, the top 10 people at the company, because why would I care about the budget of my workplace? It doesn't dictate my entire life or anything. But anyway, give me a second. I want to play a song that I've been sitting on for a little bit here called Flute Song. Flute Song with an E at the end. It's a track by Vorso. I'll talk a little bit more about it maybe afterwards, but very smooth, very fun, lots of fun sound. Vorso always has like some crazy organic sound design stuff happening, so we'll get right into that, and then I'll talk more on the track after. But here is Flute Song for now. Very fun. I love that. I love how much movement a Vorso song has in it. I really am impressed by his sound design process. I think he integrates a lot of his like engineering know-how into like making music and art, and that's always a fun kind of collaboration. I think I've seen a lot of things recently where people are trying to manipulate synthesizers in new ways and ways that feel creative or let them have, you know, different control over the machine. And like recently there's been a lot of interest in like analyzing videos for key points, like whether it's like a person dancing, you know, and tracking their arms and legs, or like, you know, a driving past something, and whenever like a house is in view or something, it like blips a signal or something. And I feel like Vorso's been doing this kind of stuff for like years, and is very, you know, like a smaller artist for sure, but like I've always been super, super impressed by what he can eke out of the strange ways that he's creating music. I remember like watching him kind of hook up an Xbox Kinect camera to his Ableton project and just manipulating like 50 different automations, you know, like different parameters all at once with like his arms and his fingers and stuff like that. And very, very cool. And maybe you can hear that a little bit in some of that track or other parts of his discography where there's just like tons of movement, tons of things speeding up and slowing down in very perhaps like non-patterned ways, but they still feel and sound rhythmic. Very, very cool. I love geniuses who use their genius for fun, silly noises. It's like my favorite kind of people. We've got new Madion. That's so fun. The new era of Madion. I love, like, my favorite artist of all time, Porter Robinson, does a collab with Madion that's super, super popular. But also, both of these artists have really, like, done quite a switch up from album to album to album. And it looks like this new one from Madion is going to be very different from the last one. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Also got a collab between Flux Pavilion and Habstract, which I never would have put those two together, but like I'm here for it. I love both of their sounds. I'm a big like aggro house head, and Habstract really nailed that, I feel like. And Flux Pavilion's been in the game for a really long time. New Alley Cat and Levity dropped at midnight, like right after my show, so we'll play some of that too, some of my favorites from there. And then, yeah, I don't know. I've admittedly not been listening to a lot of music lately because I'm playing a lot of games lately, like Silksong and Hades 2, and both of them have fantastic music, so I'm not like inclined to listen to music while I'm playing them, but it's okay. There's still a lot of good stuff that I've been listening to, and hopefully you guys think it's good too. should we keep it weird, or should we keep... let's not keep it weird. We can go straight to the Flux Pavilion and Habstract collab here. It's a little bit more energy here than the last track, but I really like it a lot. It's got that very classic kind of Habstract lead synth for the drop, and I really can't get enough of that sound. I really, really love it. So let's get into that for a little bit and dance on this one. I think the like vocal clip is also super fun. It's a very danceable track, so if you have the energy, you know, shake it, you know? Okay, I don't know, I'm tired. Very, very fun track. I think we've got Flux Pavilion doing some of the strings leading up to the drop and throughout, and I really love the kind of smooth build up into that super, super aggro, abstract-y, clubby drop. Very, very fun. While we're feeling aggro and clubby, or at least I am, I want to play one more off of the Eliminate EP, mostly because last time I cut the song off like halfway through because I was trying to fix this dang studio. I'm still in the poo-poo studio, and by that, FCC, can I say poo-poo? Oh, also, you're listening to Button Pushers. Welcome, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My bad. Hope nobody reports me for that. Anyway, but... yeah, I'm so out of it. I'm so tired. It's okay. We move on. Last night, I was up till like 2 a.m. running model simulations and like trying to explain to someone that makes a lot more to me that what he's asking me to compute is going to take longer than like the universe is expected to exist. And even though there's some back of the napkin math, I think even with rounding errors, that's still true. And that was like not super fun because if you don't have like a strong math background, it's hard to believe and conceptualize large numbers go that large that quickly, but it's true. And it was just very obnoxious having to think about work that late at night, but I guess it could be worse. I could be like an econ major who works like 18 hours a day for admittedly mad bank, but also like an immediate nicotine addiction. And then like, you know, crippling depression, which I think I might have just been born with. So maybe I'm not doing, I might just be making more money and have like a minty flavor in my mouth. We'll see. We'll make some life choices soon. But for now, I just like spiraled on air. I'm doing okay. I promise. But while we're keeping things aggro, I want to play the Eliminate track. This one is called Body Move. It's very phaser flingery, got some D&B element in it, and it's a lot of energy. Very different from what I think made Eliminate really stand out initially, but I love whenever he kind of leans into one of these more, I don't want to call it simple styles, but I am going to call it a simple style. Like, he has a track called Moolah, which is just this really nice like bass house track, and it goes insane. It's like one of the best in its genre for sure. And he's really good at music production, and it's fun to see him kind of step away from the weird, weird bleep bloops and right into, like, the perhaps, like, meta production. And lo and behold, he's very good at it. So this is Body Move, and make sure you listen and make your body move.
Help me see the see that body move. Yeah, let me see that body move.
All right, I got to do some scrolling because I didn't prepare ahead of time. I didn't update my like show playlist from last week, so I'll probably just throw both shows on there if you even use the asynchronous playlist at all. Most likely, if you do, you probably aren't tuned in because that one's for like the fake fans who just kind of like my music but don't want to put up with me talking for like half of the show. It's just extremely valid. I have to put up with me talking all the time, and honestly, I'm so tired, like, all the time. There could be a correlation. Who knows? But I want to play a track that came out, I think, a couple, like, two weeks ago. It was at the same time as, like, all the albums, I think. Do I not have it liked? Am I crazy? And by that, I mean downloaded and owned. One second while I like... Oh, also, I tried to find a nicotine PSA as a chat request, but there isn't one in here, which must mean it's totally okay. Okay, sorry. I mean, actually, I think that's, like, totally fine to say, right? Because there's not, like, a governmental consensus on whether or not it is. So, shout out Mint Elf Bar or something. But, okay, I do have it liked. This song is called Dingus. It's by Subtronics, Wooly, and Level Up. It's fantastic. I think Dingus might be the name of, like, their collab group. There might be more songs that come out because they've been doing some posts and saying, like, you know, we are Dingus, and then it's just, like, the three of them. But also, that is just one of the lines in the song. It's very, very goofy. It definitely has some crazy Subtronics sound design, some crazy Wooly drops, some crazy Level Up drops. I think they all get a little portion and throw in their artist tag during the drop too. It's very fun. It has a lot of really goofy vocal samples in it too, and if you were here last show, you know I'm all about that. I love a goofy vocal sample, and who doesn't like the word dingus? It's like an incredible word. I think one of my favorites in this is he goes, I even learned what Skrillex was, and it sounds very like, I don't know if this is like a bad word, but it's very like boomer coded, the way that they say it. So I'm just gonna get into it. Dingus, it's been in queue for about two or three weeks now, but here it is. Bang your head and become one with Dingus or something.
Together, we will become Dingus. Take it from me. I'm a doctor. Dr. Dingus. Together. We are all Dingus. We are all Dingus.
Welcome to the Dingus.
On your mark, get set, Dingus.
Level up.
Take it from me. I'm a doctor. Dr. Dingus. Together, we are all Dingus. smoke as much dingus as humanly possible. Dingus.
Guys, what about me?
Dr. Dingus.
Comics. Level up.
Dr. Dingus. Mr. Dingus.
That's what I needed. I just needed some headbanging. I think I'm in it. I think I'm back. We're so back. I love Dingus so much. I also love the line, smoke as much Dingus as humanly possible. I'm pretty sure I can say that too, because I don't think it's possible to smoke a dingus unless you're talking about me in Valorant. Ayo! Okay, sorry. I don't even play that game. I don't really know why I said that. We're stimming. It's fine. But while we're in the dubstep gutter, that allows us to kind of jump really quickly to Levity and Alleycat. They both dropped, I think Alleycat, this was her first EP, her debut EP, called Nine Lives, and only has 5 tracks on it, but that's fine. It should have had 9, even if 4 of them were only like 1 second long, or one of them should be called like 5 Lives or 5 Lives Left or something, and then it would have been okay anyway. And then Levity dropped an EP that is kind of, I think they have like some EPs that they want to be more themed and more, you know, kind of like an album, more of a project idea kind of altogether. But they also like making fun stuff on the side. And I think this EP, they described it as kind of just a collection of some of the hodgepodge singles that they've released or have been playing in shows in a tight package. And one of them is, I mean, both of the new singles are like super, super good. I love them both. But I think I'll only have time for one today on air, and maybe we can put some in mixes later. But I'm going to play By My Side for this one. I think it really captures a lot of what Levity's sound is all about. All of these like really fun changes in speed in the oscillation of like filtering out these really deep wubs. So you get like a lot of smooth movement mixed with a lot of sparkles, a lot of like chromatic stuff happening there. I don't really know how to describe it. You should definitely look up like a Levity set though, because their laser guy Corbin Sharp is sick. Like, he's like the best in the game. Sorry, that was probably a really harsh S, but he's really, really, really good. But yeah, anyway, Alleycat dropped the new EP. It's I'm sorry, I'm talking about Levity. They also have a really good like organ sample in this, and I think I played some stuff by Ocean a little earlier. I've played a lot of Grizz. I love a good mix between these authentic, almost antiquated analog instruments and the new electronic sound, and I think this track does it super, super, super well. It's just very a nice combination of a kind of Rhodesy bop and an EDM club classic. So let's get into it. This is By My Side with Levity. And this one goes out to all the people who have always been by your side or something. I keep saying or something.
By my side, by my side. You have always been ride or die, ride or die. You have always been by my side.
Get like this. I'm never sad.
Really, really, really fun. They're fantastic live. Unfortunately, the next music fest I'm at that they're at, it has a conflict with an artist that I've never seen before, Liney. And I think I have to send Liney because his music is just so much fun. I've heard really great things about his sets. And I'm going to be seeing Levity again in January anyway. So might have to go halvesies on that set time and split over to Liney when I can. But yeah, really, really like that track. If you liked it, go check out their EP. I think it's called like Snack Pack. Yeah, Snack Pack Volume 1. The other new single is called Salamander, and it's really good. Like, the only reason I really played By My Side over it is because I think I like the flow of By My Side more, and I really love the, you know, organ slash that old, like, there's a name for the synth, and I don't, it's a Akio synth or something, A-K-I-O, I think, like 303 patch or something. It's really good. I really like it, that's all, I guess. But now we'll move on to the Alley Cat. We'll keep it nice in the heavy, sparkly, twinkly, but also deep wubs side of things. I think Alley Cat, every time I bring her up, I'm like, I'm so impressed with how many different styles of sound and song that she can get into a track. And I think this one really showcases that really well. Admittedly, some of the lyrics are very, like, electronic song-coded, and I do unfortunately mean that derogatorily, but, or diminutively, who cares, but, like, Alley Cat also does her own vocals, so kind of sick that she, like, does her own vocals, edits them, does the lyric writing, and then also has, like, six or seven different subgenres of electronic music all tapered into one song all at the same time. Very, very fun. Also has a collab with Levity. If you've been liking the vibe, so go check out One For You. That's their collab track. And also, as like a fun tidbit, like this week we kind of found out that Alley Cat might be dating Crank Dat, and that's gonna be crazy for the music world if they ever do like a love collab, or perhaps just do a collab in general despite their relationship. I think that could be really, really sick. But yeah, very happy for both of them too, because they both know how to throw the heck down, so I can see them finding each other and blossoming into a beautiful relationship. I can only hope the best for, I was gonna say Crank Cat or Alley Dat, I don't know, that they both kind of work honestly. But anyway, maybe this song, this Novocaine song about numbing the pain, is about our handsome gentleman Crank Dat himself. Maybe not. It's probably just obscure. But anyway, here it is. Here's Novocaine by Alley Cat off of her new EP, 9 Lives.
Make me forget all of the bad things. It's like when I'm crashing, you got that effect.
very, very fun. Also, she dropped Alive, which she's been playing a lot. Like, I was going to say Alive again, but she's been playing that one a lot live in her sets. And I think the other two new ones are Other Side and Fall Into You. I think Other Side is also, like, really, really good. But a fantastic debut EP from Alley Cat. She continues to impress. Can't wait to see her again as well. Okay, I do want to get to the new Madeon, and there's going to be, like, a little bit of a switch up because I want to show, like, the two different styles of this artist. So it's going to, like, calm down quite a bit here. And maybe before we do that, I want to play Botnet Rhythm by Varian because it goes absolutely crazy. If you don't know, Rhythm is, like, very dirty, grungy dubstep, lots of, like, percussions kind of overlaying over each other in a way that makes it sound a lot sharper, kind of, and a little bit more squelchy, maybe. Like, it's very rudimentary is maybe the right word for it. It feels very straightforward, focus on, like, just the rhythm of the track, hence being called rhythm, I guess. And a botnet is, like, when your Internet of Things gets hacked by someone and then they start controlling, like, your entire house with a bot. I feel like this track kind of, it's named really well. It feels like it's going super smoothly and then all of a sudden this drop kind of comes out of nowhere and just rearranges everything. I was going to say wrecks everything, but I don't think it wrecks it. It makes it a lot better. And then I just stumbled over my own tongue for, like, a minute because I've never spoken before in my entire life. But one more kind of heavy one, then we might jump a little bit calmer and then back up with the new Madeon. We'll see. I don't really know where we're going with this at this point. Again, I've been mostly listening to the Hades 2 soundtrack for at least the past, like, 9 of my free hours, which have been few and far between for a little bit here, but that's whatever. So maybe a little slower today, but we continue. We move on. Anyway, here's Botnet Rhythm, another crazy experimental banger by Varian. That track, sorry, that's very, very aggressive compared to some of the previous stuff that was a little bit more, you know, magical, sparkly, wizardy stuff. wow, I keep having to really catch myself and throwing out that stuff instead of perhaps some other less appropriate superlatives? I don't think that's the right word, but whatever. Let's get the PSA in here. Sorry to our Nick fan in the chat. I can't find a nicotine PSA, but here's a 30-second public service announcement about dogs, because I love dogs. I guess just pets in general, but thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. I guess it was just about dogs. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Wow, there's so many, like, scribbles on here too. People are saying adopt, don't shop, this is a public service, dog, d-a-w-g is there too. Yeah, that's a message from WMFO Tufts Radio, and yeah, go make an animal much happier rather than paying like $750 or probably, I don't actually know what the heck it is after like inflation, or maybe like a breeder dog or something, but like could be a lot cheaper and you could make a furry friend so much more happy. Anyway, I want to talk about Madion for just a little bit before I get into his new song. His last album was called Good Faith, and it was all about kind of like carrying on and not really worrying about the words from your friends or your family or your partners or whatever. If you feel like you have a dream or a motivation, you're supposed to go for it. Or if you have a love, you're supposed to go for it. Or perhaps it's sad that you are going for it and you need to cut off people and friends and stuff like that. It's a very emotionally intense album that comes from what I imagine to be a relatively vulnerable place. And it definitely puts me in a vulnerable place too. Like, I consistently cry whenever I hear Heavy With Hoping, especially when it comes up, like when I'm not expecting it. So I'm going to play it now. It's like one of my favorite, like, love songs might be a stretch, but it is such a like yearning song that I feel like resonates with the same level of like mental illness that I might have, because it's so pure and kind of sad and like a little like, I don't know, it's so good, it's really really good. But the reason I'm leaning into this so hard, and like it's a very pure song, you'll listen to it and you'll be like, wow, this is such a like authentic hope for success on this person that or hope for mutual feelings on this person that he is so disconnected from. And then his new album, the first track is, or the first released track I should say, is called High, H-I exclamation point, and it's about getting frisky with a married woman. And I think that is just such a crazy dichotomy. Also, it's like a punk kind of rock influence, it's like electro rock influence song, which is such a switch up from what you're about to hear. So I want to do two Madion songs back to back, one from his previous album and one from the new one that will be coming out soon. But first, here's Heavy With Hoping, a song that has taken me through so many nights and so many like weird times. I love this song like with my whole heart, and I'm gonna maybe not cry in the studio. I promise I'm not gonna cry in the studio, but it's so good. Okay, here it is.
Can I explain? Can you imagine it? Trying my best, trying to find happiness. If I be there. Heavy with hoping that
I really, really love that track. I belted it in the studio just now. I love, love, love singing that track, especially because it's like right. I feel like it's right in the range that I have, which is extremely limited. But it lets me like really just belt it and feel like, yeah, beautiful song. It's genuinely like one of the like greatest songs I've like ever heard. I love it so, so much. So much like pretty little whimsical stuff happening in the background, a very constant kind of bass pulse, especially through some of the heavier parts, and just like the writing is so, so good. I have such a like infatuation with these songs that I think I'm well past the point of romanticizing this idea of like, I don't know how to love myself, but I can love others. Like, that's not something we need to like really glorify anymore at this ripe age of our time. Like, it's fun when you're like a teenager, but I will admit it's still something I think I struggle with a lot. Like, I'm so much more motivated for my friends or, you know, my partners or like, or whatever. I'm not polygamous. I just mean like, you know, the history of my partners. Polygamous? Polyamorous. I am polygamous. Everyone who walks this earth is a god. Where was I going with this? Oh, like, I think it is, like, it can be hard to show that love inward sometimes, and a lot easier to recognize the depth of your feelings and stuff when they're pointed towards other people. And I think that song, like, so beautifully captures this idea of, like, I'm hollow, and I still feel hollow, and I'm, like, just kind of hoping that, like, there's someone out there that will make me feel a little less hollow, and then maybe I can internalize it myself. I don't think I super resonate with that right now, but like I have definitely in the past, and it's such a beautiful song. I love it so much. But enough yapping, let's get into the new one, and stop being emotional. So this track is called High, H-I exclamation mark. And again, it is about perhaps having intimate relations with someone and then realizing that they are married and the trouble that ensues and whether or not you particularly feel bad about it because it was like a really fun time. It's very like Chicago coded, like Michael Jackson's Chicago. I feel like this is like a new electro rock kind of version of the same story, same song. And it's super, super fun. And there's going to be just a little bit of silence for a bit while I cue it up here, because I want to hear the beginning because it's so, so good on the speakers. And I don't hear when I fade in. So I'm going to go completely radio silent. I know you guys are like praising the Lord for that, or many of them, however you prefer to do that, I guess. And then the song will play right after that. And remember, this is written by the same person, admittedly not sang by the same person, but, you know, same artist. Have to spin it back. I'm sorry, I missed the thing. I'm gonna do it again, but it's okay. It's just gonna come right in. There's not gonna be a fading. Here it is. Okay.
Yeah.
very, very fun song. Crazy different from what I've known to really love about Madion, but I'm super excited to see where this goes. I also just love that high that starts and ends and is like a little bit in the middle. It's so diva coded. I can't wait for what the rest of this album or project is gonna be. Yeah, and I think it's like coming out kind of soon. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think it's like kind of soon. Yeah, we're approaching the end of the hour here, and so I'll probably just throw something on and then the other DJs can kind of fade in off of that whenever they're ready. So this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM Freeform Radio. I kind of messed that up again. I can't really see it. But yeah, I'll just play Real Bodies by Galen Tipton. I might have played this before at some point, and then the other DJ can just fade in whenever. But thank you everyone for tuning in. It was a great show. I love you all. Sleep well, or keep rocking on and listening if that's your vibe. Here it is.